I'm Dan Klefstad. Governor J.B. Pritzker signed two laws designed to make it easier for people to access and use medical marijuana. The state's medical cannabis program was initially limited to just 6 years, but is now permanent. People with chronic pain, as well as several other new conditions, now qualify for a medical card. School children who are registered under the program will also be able to take the drug at school if supervised by a school nurse or administrator. One of the plan's sponsors is Democratic Representative Bob Morgan of Deerfield. He says the medical and recreational markets will exist side by side.
Patients can rest assured medical cannabis program and patients will remain a priority for all of us. We will not turn our backs on the patient population, even as legalization dominates the news in 2020.
Patients will also be allowed to grow up to 5 plants at home starting in January. Opponents say that provision needs to be changed. Pritzker and others say trailer legislation is already in the works. In other news, the Winnebago County Board Chairman and dozens of voters filed a federal lawsuit against county board members. The complaint is the latest in unrest among county leaders. Jenna Dooley has more.
The lawsuit names 13 board members. It claims Chairman Frank Haney has been stripped of his executive powers since he was elected in 2016. The changes occurred in a series of ordinances. They include giving more authority to the county administrator. She recently announced her resignation. The lawsuit argues the action is without precedent and says, quote, there is no other instance of midterm changes of this magnitude to an elected official's position taking place in any other of the 101 counties. The lawsuit seeks to restore Haney's executive authority. I'm Jenna Dooley.
A Republican state lawmaker is calling for the resurrection of the death penalty in Illinois. David McSweeney of Barrington Hills said he will sponsor or co-sponsor a measure overturning the ban by then-Governor Pat Quinn in 2011. Quinn said Illinois should not have a system that might result in the erroneous execution of citizens. In part, Quinn's argument for signing legislation to abolish capital punishment was the lack of advancement in DNA testing. McSweeney said DNA technology has progressed, calling it, quote, the key to ensuring there are no wrongful convictions, unquote. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. West Frankfort police have charged a man with murder in the death of a woman whose body was found in Williamson County. Officers say 48-year-old Thomas McCoy is charged with first-degree murder, concealing a homicidal death, and abuse of a corpse in the death of 29-year-old Kendra Ardrey. McCoy led investigators from the West Frankfort Police Department to Ardrey's body on Angleville Road. Police say no other arrests are expected, but the investigation will continue. Officers from West Frankfort and Johnston City Police Departments, as well as the Williamson County Sheriff's Department, investigated Ardrey's disappearance starting Sunday. A new elder abuse task force will look into ways to combat the problem in Illinois. The 22-member group is expected to review current prevention efforts and work toward raising public awareness about the abuse of seniors in Illinois. Department on Aging Director Paul Basta says, unfortunately, elder abuse happens every day.
Elder abuse can take many forms. It may not always look like abuse to outsiders. It's not always physical. It could be mental, emotional, and oftentimes financial. And in many cases, elders are subject to more than one type of mistreatment.
Elder abuse includes the physical abuse, neglect, and other types of exploitation. The task force is expected to hold its first meeting in the next 2 weeks and issue a final report by January of 2021. A Carbondale man has been sentenced to prison for violating his probation on an aggravated battery charge. The Jackson County State's Attorney says 32-year-old Joshua Stevens received an 8-year prison term.